I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Jermaine.
I'm James.
And I'm Pex.
And you're listening to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show.
Kia ora koutou. You're also listening to Te Mōrea Rea Rawa e Mara Whakaturanga.
Oh, what does that mean?
The Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show.
Oh, with the show you've been in as well.
Yeah, whakaturanga. Whakaturanga means like presentation.
Right. It's like a freaking Dangerous Bro slideshow.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like, you know, like showing you something. Like this is a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kia ora, no mai haere mai. Welcome to the freaking Dangerous Bro PowerPoint presentation.
It's literally my solo show that I'm doing at the moment in the comedy festival.
Go to it.
I say, come along. Oh. I say whakaturanga and I literally use PowerPoint in
That's
the show
so
to like
funny.
Show stuff to the audience.
Shout out Microsoft PowerPoint, man. It's the OG.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Microsoft Outlook.
Mm.
Shout out. Yeah,
like shout out Microsoft Publisher.
Shout out LibreOffice.
I don't know. Okay.
Direct competitor to Microsoft
Office. Can I say publisher?
I legitimately
don't know what publisher does.
It publishes.
What?
Cool things.
Your books.
Man.
That's where you make books.
Yeah, that's how books are
made,
dog.
People make books at, dog.
Yo, George R. R. Martin out there using Microsoft Publisher writing his books.
Seriously, James Googles things.
You write
James
a book.
What does
you
it
write a book and then your printer prints a book out.
And it comes with a cover.
Yo, shout out to Notepad.
Yeah, underrated.
Underrated champion
of ideas.
Shout out to, you know, that pinball game that comes with Windows XP.
Yo, shout out to that game.
Shout out to that game raised me, man, when I didn't have the internet.
Okay. Yo,
that pinball game.
You didn't play the pinball game?
The pinball game, dog. The space pinball.
On your parents' computer?
Yeah, I think
came
I remember
with it.
That.
Yeah, and it's not, when the internet's not on. I don't know how to play solitaire. I know how to play pinball.
You don't know how to play solitaire?
Nah, dog.
Yo, shout out to uTorrent, you know what I'm saying? Back in the early 2000s, that was a saving grace.
Early 2000s? You mean early 2010s?
Yeah, sorry. More like
2010. Early 2000s is like Napster.
LimeWire.
LimeWire. You know, where you like download a song and you think, it's the song, and then it's like porn.
Yeah, you don't. If you think you're downloading I'm Sprung by T-Pain, it's just grandma's fucking. You know?
That's all. Weirdly, that not that far from I'm Sprung.
Yeah.
I guess so. Before we kick in,
shout out MSN. Sorry. The whole episode is this.
Yeah, we should do an episode where we just shout out software.
Old software.
Old ass software.
We're doing it.
No, I mean 45 minutes.
Like, yeah, the whole thing.
I mean 45 minutes.
All right.
So a few things.
But Jermaine would be like, yo, shout out MS-DOS. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's wrong with MS-DOS?
You're talking about MS-DOS?
It does its job.
What is MS-DOS's job, by the way?
It runs the computer.
Yeah, it runs the computer.
Like, it like runs the code for the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Do you remember
you used to have to run games off of it. It
Yo,
was
I
wild.
Used to play, what's the game where the ball goes between the two paddles and you got to stop
That's
it?
Called
Pong.
Pinball.
Pong.
Oh, yeah.
Pong. No, Pong. Not pinball. Yeah, I remember just I played Pong.
On DOS?
So on DOS, yeah.
I have a Mega Drive emulator.
Shout out the Mega Drive emulator.
And I have to use MS-DOS.
To
like
run
it. Like a plug-in to the computer.
Right.
Okay.
To use MS-DOS to play those games.
What do you got on your Mega Drive?
Yeah, what you playing on your Mega Drive emulator?
The Lost Vikings is my favorite.
I remember that.
That's a good game.
Fire.
You used to play Golden Axe, fam?
Nah.
Golden Axe.
And Alex Kidd.
That's good.
Lost in Miracle World?
Master System.
Yeah, that's earlier. Mega Drive's a little later.
What's Alex doing in Miracle World?
What do you mean?
Performing miracles, dog.
Yeah, he's out there performing miracles, man.
It's Alex Kidd, a.k.a. Jesus, in Miracle World.
There's a lever where you walk on water.
It's Jesus's origin story.
Yeah. His name is Alex. He went to... The last level is you going to like a government place and changing your name to Al to Jesus.
So, before we start...
shut up now.
Yeah, we want to... so the... This Sunday, we're doing a live podcast record.
Yeah, depending on when you hear this.
Yeah.
So, Only in Auckland.
Or what's the actual date?
Yeah, so Sunday, May 19th, 2019.
Yeah, we're doing a live podcast recording.
AD.
In Auckland.
Someone listened to this in 2046.
Like, missed it.
Damn.
Oh, what time is it?
27 years.
Oh, damn.
And where is it, James?
It's at Beer Jerk.
Civic?
Oh, yeah. No. Doing a podcast recording.
My bad. Sorry.
All right. The Beer Jerk Bunker on Simon Street.
Sweet.
So you can find us on EventFinder. There's only like 10 tickets left.
Guys,
so by the time we record this.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
This is your Gape Master
speaking. So register that.
Wait. Can I just... So it's free, but there's limited capacity.
Yes. Yeah. You've got to go on EventFinder.
Because that's tiny-ass venue, dog.
Register.
Yeah. It's intimate.
I didn't know that.
We out here like...
There's only 40 so spaces available.
Yeah.
And there's only 10 or like maybe 12 of those left.
Something like that. Yeah.
So if you want to come and be part of the first friggin' Dangerous Bro Show live record, you got to get on EventFinder.
Get in there.
Yeah, yeah. And we'd love to see you there. And then after the record, we'll just hang out for like half an hour.
Yeah. We'll just talk about the software that we love.
Yeah, have a chat.
Bring your favorite software, dog.
Bring your favorite software.
Yeah, on a CD-ROM. Oh, right. Bring your copy of Age of Empires that you got from the Cocoa Pops box.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but our Freaking Names Bro Show live record is also a software sharing event.
Yeah, it's like you know how they have Tupperware parties?
Yeah, it's a
CD-ROM party.
It's a CD-ROM software.
Fuck, man,
party.
If you got a floppy disk, bring that shit.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if that was cheesy, but I felt like we got too long.
It's cheesy enough, dog.
Playing a drop.
You're like, you got like drop anxiety?
Yeah. Oh, I need a.
Jackie again?
Oh, thank God.
What's that?
What is this?
What is Tyrion?
Hey, whoa, what's this? What's happening?
What?
What is that? What do you mean, Tyrion?
What's
that a Game of Thrones thing?
Oh, nah, sorry. I was...
Okay.
What's going on?
I haven't seen the latest episode yet, so I'm out here like dodging spoilers.
I just threw out a name, and I thought it was...
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was a
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I thought it was a Dragon Ball Z character.
In the latest...
Tell me your Dragon Ball Z character.
In the latest episode, Xerxes joins a jiu-jitsu class, dog.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Pax calls Cersei...
Xerxes.
It's...
What's the name of a character?
That starts with what?
Tien. Tien, that's what I meant.
Tien Chan.
Tien.
Yeah. Sounds like hentai.
Sounds like a Tien hentai crossover.
Solar Flash.
Also,
my third eye.
So there's that, the live record. We're also doing our sketch show as part of the comedy festival.
Yeah,
so
it's ongoing, baby.
By the time this comes out, there'll maybe be
three more shows.
Two or three shows.
Depending on when you listen to it. I mean, it comes out on Thursday, so you know. But then if you're one of those late night listeners.
Yeah, and this show is
Saturday
night. Again, this show is in 2019.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this in 2033, don't come to Q Theater.
Yeah. Yeah, also, what are you doing outside, man? Get inside. You know the environment's bad for you?
Yeah, man.
It's polluted out there.
Get out of the acid rain, dog.
Put your mask on.
Yeah. Q Theater is also now
a bunker.
Now a what?
A bunker.
Oh, you mean in the future?
In the future.
Yeah. Which is not actually a bunker.
It's the base of operations for the resistance.
But it also doubles as a real dope tapas restaurant.
Yeah.
Called The Bunker.
A toughest restaurant in the apocalypse?
Yeah. People are like, yo, you been to The Bunker? Nah, man, I can't get through the zombie.
And
climate change zombies, dog.
We are also all doing solo shows in the country.
Yeah, we are.
This is all in Auckland. All in Auckland.
Yeah, man. Here's the thing. So here's the dilemma. Country, here's the dilemma.
Shame.
If you hear this in the morning of Thursday the 16th of May.
2019.
Not 2014.
Then you've got three chances to see our show and one chance each night to see our solo shows.
Yeah. So one of them is going to miss out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all our solo shows are at 7.
So should I rank them? Like what you should prioritize?
Yes.
I'm going to say Jermaine first.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's what? Struggling to sell tickets.
Thank you, Fax. I appreciate that so much.
Then that I'm gonna brutal say, honesty.
Friggin' Dangerous Bro second.
Yeah.
Because you get to see all three of us.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say James third.
Oh, I can see where.
Because I don't need your tickets.
Do you actually not?
Nah, I don't.
All right, sweet. Mate. No, but you'd like them there.
I'm proud of you.
Not really.
We love the podcast listeners the most.
Yeah, I'm going to see them on Sunday.
Here's what you do. All right. Here's what you do. You meet us at the podcast record on Sunday.
Yeah.
I give you a time machine.
You give me the envelope.
Yeah.
Make sure it's sealed. Don't put anything on it. Make sure there's notes, unmarked bills inside. Go to Mexico. In Mexico,
there's an old man.
There's an old man called Ishish.
Yeah, and Ishish is a time lord.
He's a time lord.
Know what I'm saying?
Tell him you want to go to the year 2047 because you really want good tapas.
I missed the start of this riff, so I don't know what you're going on.
We have no idea what this is either.
I don't know how I missed the start of it too.
I don't know what it is. Only Ishish knows what it is.
That's how I feel.
It's up to Ishish.
I also feel this.
I always dream to square Marvin.
Is that good? Oh, it's bad. You're angry.
No, no, sorry.
That's bad. That's the bad one.
No. Last week's is gone.
The rules of last
my
week
voice
don't
is all good
then
now.
What's that now?
My voice is all good now. Listen. Yeah! I'm angry, dog! Oh. Yeah!
What do you sound like Ray Romano?
I'm angry, dog!
You sound like Ray Romano if he grew up in the hood.
Deborah!
I'm angry, dog!
So that's... Your bitch! Sorry.
Robin,
sorry.
Robin, shut your ass up! Shut your bitch ass up!
Oh, Dad, shut your ass up!
So, that's what
Mama,
is...
I don't want any more of your spaghetti! I'm sick of your spaghetti, Mama!
Oh, my word. Yeah, so...
Brenda!
Let's get it.
Go, Pax. Let's get it. We got limited time. All right.
Wait.
It's time for gaping. Time for gaping. It's open and wide. Yeah. It's open and wide. And it's very wide and broad. It's dark inside.
Get it. Come on, jump in!
Get it.
Gaping with Pax.
What's wrong? What's wrong, Max?
I'm sure there's another one.
No, I don't think there's ever been another one.
I think
one.
That's it, bro.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, go on, well, start your segment.
Okay, so...
Fuck, I wish I had a... Is about to begin on its own. James, we're going to do that.
Yeah, I got to do it.
So we can get
to play mind games with this guy.
Mess with him.
We're play mind games.
I swear there was another one.
Yeah, there was, but I cut it off.
Why?
Like, I
to play mind
it.
Games with you.
To mess with you. It's a comedy, man.
Look at you. You're shook.
I'm really shook right now.
Yeah, dog. Right. He feels incomplete.
Okay, so I'm going to start my segment by...
It's about to begin.
Oh, you got me.
Start your segment, you dumb.
I'm going to start my segment and... Okay. This week, Gate Master's going to open up a little bit.
Okay.
Gate Master's going to get a little vulnerable.
Get it. That's part of the Gape Nation lore, though.
That's the thing. It's gaping. Open up.
Yeah.
Be wide. Be deep. You know? Let as many things as possible in.
Yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thick things in. Thin things in.
Big things.
Spiky things.
Small
bumpy
things. Smooth things.
Smooth things. All things. Let them in. And I'm
you know what I just thought about?
What's that?
Do you know how we're making people register to come to our thing?
Yeah.
That's a real full-on like white person thing to do.
Yeah.
It's like...
What a good observation.
It's like... I would need to know how many people are coming to my potluck so I know how much mac and cheese to make. You know? So,
me and James are laughing at Jermaine's observation. We're laughing at the fact that he made the observation before the podcast started and we genuinely laughed at it.
Cool, man.
All right, move on. Fine. Whatever.
I was laughing at it.
Fuck it. Move on.
I wasn't.
If you're not going to support me in the comedy I'm doing, get fucked.
I support you, Jermaine.
Go to your show first. Carry on.
He did say go to your show first.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, look, you've made him ruin his voice again.
Do your bit.
Look what you did, Pax.
All right.
Just take your segment. It'd be nice if you were my friend and just supported the company I was doing. Go. Can I fucking go?
I feel like we haven't had Angry Jermaine in a while.
Yeah, because he was too sick last week. Yeah. Also, his voice was on the way out.
Angry Jermaine.
It's my favorite.
Just fucking go.
Love a good rile
up. So I'm going to open up, be wide, be deep, be dark. And this is me opening up. I feel like I have a character flaw.
Because brown people, they just make enough food for like 100 people, right? And they don't ask, they don't check how many people are coming. Right? That's the difference between white people and brown people.
Yeah, right, right.
Hey,
right,
hey,
right,
hey,
right.
Shout out WinZip.
Yeah, shout out WinZip. Shout out WinRA.
This is falling apart, dog. What's your thing?
Yo, shout out Calculator.
One of the OGs.
I make sure to have Calculator as a shortcut on my Windows.
Oh, like, now you want to get in the
software chat. You don't need
chat.
A calculator, dog. You're a calculator.
You are a brain. You are a calculator.
You're literally the calculator in the world. You're a human calculator, Jermaine.
Just fucking move on.
Don't you let a robot replace you.
I'm not that good.
You are.
I need to check my work.
Watch this. 6 + 3.
12?
Damn.
Oh, he's a genius.
It's 9, you fuckwits.
I know.
I'm... Yeah, see? You tricked us.
Yeah. We did. We
only a genius could do that. I feel like I have a character flaw.
What is it, man?
That I really, really, like, genuinely want to work on.
What is it?
It annoys
it like,
me.
Is it like the kind of flaw that a boss has, like M. Bison's flaw in Street Fighter?
Like your one weakness?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what is M. Bison's flaw?
You can easily block when he goes to do that diving, that flying.
Oh, Psycho Crusher!
Yeah, Psycho Crusher, you can
and
block
what do
that.
What do you do?
Once you block that, he's vulnerable and you can hit him.
He also there's a small time.
Yeah, there's like a window of time, I think. Yeah. He's annoying.
Yeah, like, this is my Psycho Crusher.
Okay.
This floor is my Psycho Crusher.
No. The vulnerability after.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it relates
this is your to one. This is your one spot that you can shoot you at and you'll be hella, like, on the
like,
Death Star.
Much like Psycho Crusher, it's also my greatest strength.
Okay.
But also my
what
biggest
is it?
Weakness.
Come on, man. Out with it.
I feel like I have too much unearned confidence.
Mm.
And that unearned confidence can sometimes manifest itself in me having a lack of empathy.
Sure.
For other people. And the reason that's my biggest strength and my biggest weakness is because having unearned confidence means you aren't scared of opportunities, you aren't scared of moments, you just dive into things.
Absolutely.
You think you're fine, right?
Yeah.
In all contexts,
there's
you
no
just
doubt.
Go for it. You have no doubt, right? The reason it can bite me sometimes is that sometimes I underprepare.
Mm.
And you guys are like, probably, you guys and my wife are the ones that see that the most.
I'm not your wife.
No,
you guys is my wife.
I thought you were like, you guys are my wife.
No. You guys and my wife see that the most, right?
Okay.
I have too much confidence and sometimes I underprepare and sometimes it bites me in the butt, right?
Can we just attack this first thing?
Yeah.
Unearned confidence.
Sure, okay. You want to, okay, yeah.
Why do you, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a right to be confident.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's not unearned.
I feel like you're good at
something.
The things that you do. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not unearned confidence.
Yeah, unearned confidence is someone who thinks they're really good but they're trash.
Yeah.
Like someone who say if they're putting on a show
and
then you go to the show and no one's laughing but they still like, "Yeah, I'm the man." And you're like, "That's unearned."
Okay, well, maybe unearned confidence is the wrong phrase to use.
Overconfident in some places. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, I guess. The point I'm trying to get
like
at
an
is
excess.
That, yeah, maybe an excess of confidence.
Sure.
Or just zero doubt. Like, I never have doubt. Because sometimes I feel like doubt can actually be a really good force in your life, right? Because doubt can then force you to work harder. It can make you obsess over things.
Yeah.
Like, so there's a comedian called Sam Campbell, right?
Yeah.
He's an Australian comedian. And I think he's brilliant. Yeah. I think he's like one of the funniest dudes. Not for everyone, but for me, one of my favorite comics.
He's
right?
hilarious.
Very funny. He's insane when it comes to making comedy. Hmm. Like when he's making comedy, he is excessively obsessive, right? He's got notes all over his wall. That's all he's thinking about.
It's consuming.
But it's also driven by a deep sense of anxiety that he's not good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that drives him to work hard to the point of like, you're kind of crazy.
Mm.
But then it creates these amazing shows that are like hilarious. I feel like that's something I'm missing.
Here's the thing, Pax. As someone who is Sam Campbell light in terms of...
Before you go and carry on here.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, I think you're definitely missing that.
You just rock up and be like, yeah, this is good.
But it's a weird thing because that is also a strength.
Because
you just turn up and do and be funny.
Here's the thing.
But anyway, you go, James.
Yeah, as someone who is in a similar boat to Sam Campbell and this different spectrum, opposite end of the spectrum to you. Same yes. spectrum, opposite end from and as me, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm a real perfectionist.
Yeah.
And I often will stress about not having enough material or not yeah. working hard enough on my show.
Yeah.
And it does, you're right, it does drive you to yeah. write and it be drives better. You to craft it because yeah. it drives you to be better.
Yeah.
However, I don't know if it's worth the stress sometimes. Because right. I think no matter, like, it can, yeah, you're great. But then if you have that personality that you're always, like, stressing about needing to be better,
mm.
then that can be quite harmful to you as a person because you'll like never reach that rung.
You feel like it's grating on your
mental health and mental health. Capacity. Yeah.
Right.
And it's I can recognize and I guess the power the ability to harness it and point it towards and aim it to yeah. what you need it to go and yeah. control it as yeah. what you need to do.
Yeah.
However, yes, on some days it will take over you and it's like all consuming.
Yeah. So I feel like I
understand
I'm,
that.
I feel like I'm in the middle of you two.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I worry about it. Like I worry about you know, like my show for example. I was worried about it. Yeah, really worried about, but I didn't put in enough work. So yeah. on opening night, there was a lot of stuff with no jokes.
Yeah.
Like I was just going on stage and saying stuff.
Yeah.
And there was other stuff with really good jokes.
Yeah, that you'd worked on.
And also, I didn't remember the show. Like I just had a set list
mm.
on my laptop next to me and I just kept checking it. Like so, like I'm kind of...
Jermaine, it sounds like you didn't worry about it very much.
No, but I no, was worried, but I didn't put... The amount of work
right,
that I
yeah. the adequate
to.
Effort.
I wrote the show, like I was like, this is an hour,
right.
this yeah. is an hour of stuff, and the story.
But you didn't
there.
Have yeah, the yeah, level yeah. of worry that made you do like the extra.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I will say, Pax, I don't think you lack the drive to go out and put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Because that is a manifestation of wanting to be better. Of,
yeah.
you know, going out, putting yourself out there, putting sure. your hand up for opportunities.
Yeah.
That's a version of that.
Absolutely.
I think you should, you know, maybe explore a bit of that, put a bit of that drive and anxiety and curiosity in your life, you know. And I think it's actually phrasing it and framing it in a positive way rather than like a...
Rather than calling it anxiety.
Yeah, calling it like a...
Rather than calling it anxiety. Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry,
call it something else in the bell.
Rather than calling it anxiety, I call it sobriety. I put my hand in my lap and say, hey, man, this is my piety.
Oh, get him. Talk to him.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that. That was
that's nice.
You say sorry, but I came off hot.
That was nice. Off the top.
I feel like off the top.
Core Funk Master Flex. That was lovely. Core Funk Master Flex. That was a lovely freestyle.
Somebody call him Funk Master Flex.
What a lovely bar.
Does anyone have Grandmaster Flash's number? Call him.
Yeah. I think you can frame it in a positive way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because I think there are some toxic things about that kind of personality trait, but then yeah. there's also some really positive things. Because that means you are driven to work hard on your thing. Like, you know, in Jermaine, you're like, I think you said this to me the other day, you're like, man, but you've always just got the joke. Like, when you yeah. say you're working on a bit, you say it, you've already got the thing, the structure.
Yeah, when
Jermaine said it to me.
When James comes in and he wants feedback on something, he's already got the joke.
He just wants
like
it to be tightened.
Like, he comes in with the joke.
He wants it to be better.
And I come in with an idea.
Right.
I'm like, if I want help on something, I'm like, this is my idea.
Yeah.
But
So we're different in that way. James is like, oh, I need help with the joke.
Yeah. Because I'm like obsessing over making it better.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually recognizing that there's no wrong way to work.
Yeah.
You know, like, what you got to do is strike a balance between the two, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there is no wrong way to work, but you can always improve your model of work.
Yeah.
And I think a way to do that is to operate in ways that other people operate.
Yeah.
Not completely, not like just become Sam Campbell.
Like
you said, get a touch of that and sprinkle it into your
operation. Yeah,
but
did you ever listen to Stuart Goldsmith's podcast?
Ages ago.
Yeah, the Comedian's Comedian. Because pretty much every comedian, he asks them about their process.
Yeah.
And there's like, everyone has a different thing.
Yeah.
But you can like take on stuff. You're like, oh yeah, that's an interesting thing to do. Like some are like, I just sit down for an hour a day and I have to write things onto paper.
Yeah.
And they go, it doesn't even have to be funny, but
just
I
just have to get ideas out.
I just write shit down. And that's like, they're like, that's my work. And if it's funny, it's great. If it's not funny, I did my work.
Mm. Yeah.
you know, I don't know. That's just one example.
So let's unpack the second thing.
I feel
thing.
Like Pax is about to say he's trying to say something.
I was just going to say it's like what you bring up. You bring up that sometimes toxic things can come out of that mentality. I feel like
the Toxic Crusader.
What's that?
What?
Toxic Man. Crusader.
This sounds like some.
I know, I can't wait.
80s, I like, can't old person wait. The Toxic Crusader!
I can't wait. What is it?
Yeah, it is. Damn it.
Is it like a Captain Planet situation?
It was a movie that was like a B-grade horror.
Yeah.
And then they made a cartoon, like a kid's cartoon.
Amazing.
And they had toys and shit.
The Toxic Crusader. Like merch?
Yeah, yeah, it was a big...
What was the Toxic Crusader?
He was just a... dude who like
he was just a real problematic rugby player. Fuck, that crusader is toxic.
He's a rugby player who abuses strippers, eh? And you're like, Jesus, man, come on, man.
Also, why is there a children's cartoon about this, man?
Some TV exec was like, that would make a great Saturday morning cartoon.
He was a janitor.
Yeah,
I think he was being picked on for some reason. He was wearing a tutu. And
80s cartoons are wild.
And he fell in a vat of like toxic sludge.
Sounds like a fever dream, eh?
And he became the Toxic Crusader.
And by the way, he's wearing a tutu.
And
are you on acid?
And his mop came to life.
Yeah, you're on acid.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You're 100% on acid.
Definitely.
And then his mates are all like toxic.
They're all just hard to hang out with. Like, they don't support him.
No, they're all like toxic, like mashups and yeah. Shit.
Funny.
Anyway, so what was the serious thing you were talking about?
I guess
this is the thing that I think is toxic about me. Oh, maybe toxic is a little bit of a overstatement.
Yeah.
But I feel like my confidence in like my lack of fear in doing things can sometimes manifest itself as lack of empathy.
Do you mean lack of empathy, or do you mean apathy? As in, like, you don't care. Like, it comes across like you don't engage or you don't care about
it. I mean lack of empathy or apathy?
Apathy is like you don't care.
Apathy is you don't care.
Do I? Okay, because I feel
like...
Let me explain.
Yeah, because I feel like...
Explain. Explain now.
No, I reckon I can explain your feelings better for you. Because lack of empathy is different. Lack of empathy, I know you.
No,
you're an empathetic person.
It.
No, but you're an empathetic James! Person.
Just let him.
No, I have to get this right.
Angry Jermaine,
you're an empathetic.
I love Angry Jermaine. It's my favorite Jermaine.
Oh, James just literally.
Okay, no.
Okay, so here's what I'm trying to say. I feel like my confidence and lack of fear and lack of caring about how the world impacts me, I'm just like, in my mind, I'm just like, I'm good, right? I know how to do things. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel like other people should feel that way, and I forget to be empathetic towards people because I don't realize that things could hurt their feelings or things could make them feel stink. Like, I'll give you an example. Yeah. I'm gonna really open up right now and talk about my marriage, and I don't know if
Twister's
gonna be happy about this, but you know what?
I'm really happy with what Pax is saying.
I can't believe you said that on the podcast. It's a private conversation that we had. I said it to you in confidence.
I don't think it doesn't make her look bad in any way. Okay. So I think it's all right. So Twister said to me, I want you to tell me I'm pretty or I'm beautiful more often. And she said it in a quite upset way.
Yeah.
Like I hadn't been doing it
enough. Fair enough.
And I was shocked. And I realized in that moment, I thought about it. I kind of got defensive, but then went away and thought about it. And when I was thinking about it...
Why'd you get defensive?
What does that mean?
I don't want to tell you you're pretty. You're not even pretty.
No, defensive, like I do say it.
Like, don't say that about me.
I say it enough times.
You think you do
say
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I do. Okay. Come on, that's not fair. Like, that kind of
thing. Yeah.
Defensive. Nah, you ugly. Come on. Nah, not like that at all. I went away and thought about it. And as I was thinking about it, this is what I realized, what we're talking about. I realized... I don't need people to tell me that I'm attractive. I don't need people to tell me
I'm
funny.
Just because you don't need it.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean other people are like me. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a lack of empathy.
So what is that? Yeah.
That's just you don't It's like
That's
ignorance kind of.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like you haven't experienced it. Yes, so you don't know.
You're not conscious of it.
Yeah.
It's a version of ignorance, I'd say. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess
you just have you've never seen the world from that person's perspective, and it's not until they tell you that you understand.
Fuck, that's actually empathy.
What?
That's empathy. Because empathy is not having to have experienced the thing, but still knowing that that would feel bad for that person.
Yeah, but he... Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it's more ignorance. You know, like okay.
Or could you say...
Because empathy is like, even though I've never been caught, like...
If you have to, know that the person feels hurt to empathize with
them.
If you don't realize something hurts them,
that's
you can't empathize because you don't know their hurt.
Yeah, I see that. I understand. Do you get what I mean?
But part of empathy is like, even if you don't know, it's also the feeling of that might hurt. Do you know what I mean? Like there's like a thing, an element of that as well. Like,
could you say,
even if you haven't seen them in pain, you can go, the thing that I could do could hurt still.
No, know? But that's not because
ignorance. Because you're ignorant to it. Yeah,
that's ignorance.
But could you say empathy?
It's when you know things hurt other people, but you don't care.
Yeah, that's, and you don't feel.
Anyway, carry on.
Could you say empathy is a byproduct of ignorance?
A lack of empathy.
A lack of empathy is a byproduct of ignorance.
I don't know. It's hard to really...
Wrap your head around it.
But it doesn't feel like you're empathetic. Like, now that...
Here's the thing. If I told you that these... Like, there are children starving. Like, I showed you a picture.
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't care about that kid.
Nah, it breaks my heart.
Yeah. You're empathetic.
That's empathy.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess... with that being said, I guess using the word toxic is a little bit extreme in my context.
The thing is, all you are... is an ignorant ass motherfucker.
Yeah, you're fucking ignorant, bro.
So ignorant.
I'm so ignorant right now. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll take that over lack of empathy.
I guess lack of empathy is if your wife was like, can you say that to me more? And then you're like, why? I don't care.
Yeah.
Why should I care about what you think?
Yeah. Like I know, like you've told us stories about friends of yours who've come to you for help.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, they wouldn't come to you for help if they couldn't empathize.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, they just wouldn't.
Don't get
happen.
Me wrong. You're still a monster.
Yeah.
Just a different kind.
Yeah. I'm the confidence monster. You know, have you seen Big Mouth where there's a horse monster?
You got a confidence
I'm
monster.
I'm the confidence monster, but I'm.
It's just
like,
got a. It's a massive cock.
It's just a big penis. With very healthy pubic hair.
Is that it?
What I'd say is like, take a little bit of those elements because I think that kind of, that's all connected, but don't go overboard. I don't think you can. You'll be fine.
Hey, every now and then, the gate master's going to open up.
Yeah,
dog.
It is listening to people. Like when,
it is.
Yeah,
when, Twister said the thing to you and she was like, you're not going to be beautiful nowhere near enough.
Can you slow down?
And can you also stop? Rhyming,
it's
when
really
she said that, it's listening to what she said and going, okay, so can I change my behavior? Like, is there something I can do to help this person? Like, I don't know, that's kind of the
And that was
also write more fucking scripts, mate.
The Gate Master
that was gaping. Oh, this is not a religion, may the blue flame flicker forever. That was gaping.
That's what I'm gonna call that from now on.
The open hour,
the Gate Master's open hour.
That's your segment.
Nah, it's just sometimes that the open hour pops up
like
within
serious.
Gaping.
Okay.
Nah, not if it's serious. If it's me trying to like, just be vulnerable, you know?
If you're gaping.
Yeah, if I'm gaping.
Okay.
James?
Yeah, let's do it.
James's Corner of Fun. This is how we jake.
James just mouthed to us. Let's make this really quick.
Yeah.
AKA, Pax, you spoke too long.
Nah, it's all good. So, here's the thing.
No, it's not all good, James.
Well, because my one
you don't even
care going to be a bit long.
No, it's all good. This is the thing that could be the fastest.
Okay.
All right. So.
James is good. This is how we jake off.
All right, Jermaine.
What do you got, Jermaine?
No, tell us.
All right, Jermaine, what do you got?
Nah, tell us.
I really want us to commit to this bit.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I closed the segment. Let's open it up again.
James is this is how we jake off.
Sweet, it's been opened again. James.
I saw you clicking it. I was like, that's so funny.
Go, okay. James.
So, don't do it.
Close it.
Please close.
Go.
So, I'm doing my show currently at the Comedy Festival. Okay. And the show's about colonization.
His finger's just hovering around the button.
The show.
No, James, I promise I will let you get out what you're talking about.
The really show's about colonization.
Yeah.
The show's about colonization, and I'm finding really hard to market the show.
Why not, man? Colonization is crack up.
Exactly. It's not crack up. And I'd never know how to, like, when someone's like, hey, can you write a blurb about the show? I'm like, well, internalized racism is a thing. And sometimes you hate yourself if you get colonized by a group of people. Mm. And everyone's like, yeah, crack up.
Are you finding this harder to market than other shows?
A little bit. Because the last one.
Show to market?
The last one was like, immigrate. I was like, this show's for immigrants. Great.
Yeah, so immigrants are like, woo, let's go.
Let's go, right?
Here's
the one before that, he might show his dick. Easy.
Here's the thing.
What?
What?
What did you say?
The show. He might show his dick.
Oh, he might show his dick.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, I gotta come.
Here's the thing.
And they did come.
Here's the thing.
Hey, Jermaine, come.
So, during the comedy festival, there's so many shows, and they're all funny.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay.
95%.
Yeah, most of them are funny.
Oh, shade.
On Chris Parker.
Nah, we love him.
Nah, he's probably one of the funniest.
Yeah. If not, like, what? Like, he won the top award last year. Literally, yeah, won the funniest show.
I heard
show.
He nosedived this year. I heard through the grapevine that he has nosedived.
So what? All you have to do is find a point of difference. You're really competing with other shows.
It's assumed that it's funny.
Yeah,
and it's also this.
Yeah, yeah, I found out. So my first ever show was called Jermaine Says Funny Things.
Yeah,
and people were like, "Well, that's a bit cocky," and I was like, "It's in the comedy festival."
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
well, that's a New Zealand thing.
It's
though.
It's cocky to put a show in the comedy festival.
Yeah,
like I've already.
It's cocky
decided,
to be a comedian.
Yeah, I've already decided I'm funny. Yeah,
that's such a New Zealand thing, though, because it's like so that's a New Zealand thing of like having the dial. The notches are way lower for, like, if you even turn it a little bit, it's cocky. Whereas that's just confidence to like an American. You know what I mean?
So do you think that people go?
Jesus.
Do you think that people burp?
Yeah.
Do you think that people go, what comedy show shall I see? This one's about colonization. It won't be funny then.
Not that it won't be funny, but I fear that, and especially white people will look at it and go, oh, this is a white guilt show.
This isn't for us.
This isn't for me. Like, okay. I don't want to feel that.
Then you have to do a different show.
Yeah, I suppose
so. Do you get what I mean?
But no, but the show isn't...
I'm not saying do a different show. I'm saying do this show.
Yeah.
You can't cater to...
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, the show actually isn't that. Do you know what I mean? But when you talk about... When you hear colonization, that's what people think that it will be.
Or you could have...
White people think that, but I'm like, I'm brown. I don't think
you don't.
It's about white guilt because I...
You know what you should
Yeah, because like, you're like, well, it's going to be... You know, discussing unpacking stuff.
You should have, tricked them, yeah. Be like, James Roque.
Slapstick hour.
Boingo. James Roque in, zippity dap dap, and then the photo of you with the typical comedian who's like scratching his hair.
Yeah, like question.
Yeah, like, and like thinking. And then they'll be like, oh, it's just a classic.
The first words I say, hi, colonization. And they're like, got us again.
I've tricked people coming
Have
to
you?
I don't
before.
Like tricking people coming to my show.
Yeah, but they're pleasantly tricked.
What was the trick?
So my show...
Yo, we're not just going to bypass pleasantly tricked.
Yeah, sometimes pleasant tricks are so nice.
I'm pleasantly tricked, dog.
It's like, hey, I'm not going to have cheesecake for you when you come around. Oh, shit. Here's some cheesecake.
Yeah.
Pleasantly tricked. Oh, that's a pleasant
trick. Ah, okay, right? You win.
It exists.
Goddamn, that does make sense.
Fat dummy.
It was my show. It was the second show in the Good Trilogy. What was it called?
Oh, The Good Pie. The Great Long
the
Good Pie.
Shirt. The Good Shirt.
It was the Biggie song. It's All Good.
Oh,
It's All Good.
It was all a dream.
The Good Good Hour.
And it was like nothing. It was just called It's All Good. And I said, I'm going to make some jokes about racism and there'll be jet plane lollies.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I said. And then
it became a politics show.
I spent the whole show kind of talking. Well, it was a political story and I made some political points.
Yeah.
But people who came enjoyed themselves. They laughed.
Yeah.
I just tricked them into the door.
Here's what I'm.
I tricked 12 people every night. Through the door.
Seriously, guys, go to Jermaine's show. It's getting
selling really bad.
Oh my god, guys!
Please,
guys.
It's a good show. It's just
you haven't seen it.
No, we trust you, guys.
We trust your comedy.
Right? Okay. Yeah. My hesitation for tricking people is people might not come back if they feel tricked.
Mm. No, but
they're like, this isn't what I expected.
You have to
it
make
is.
Sure it's a pleasant trick. You can't name your show Zook Zook and then open up with colonization.
But
you
James, know?
Nah, I'm going to name
James,
it Zook
Zook. Here's the thing: if you trick someone and they don't like the comedy you're doing, fine.
Then you know that.
Then you know that they don't like it. They're not your audience.
Yeah, but what if next year I do a show called Zook Zook about Zook Zook?
Because Zook Zook, this is not about colonization.
No, but then it's the boy who cried Zook Zook.
The boy who cried Zook Zook.
Bro, you know what I'm saying?
Only like fucking like five people are going to be, yo.
Everyone needs to like me.
Nah.
James is corner
of. You can't just close the thing.
Yeah, it's over.
This is how we jiggle.
No.
Fuck the people who don't enjoy your show. Like, fuck them. It's not for them.
Yeah, I know. I know it's not for them. I guess it's more the marketing. Like, I need
to... Okay, not allowed to talk
about
that. Close the segment.
Let me ask you a question.
That's not allowed to.
No,
yeah, he closed it. He closed it.
I'll open the segment again.
Oh, my God.
This is how we jiggle.
Okay, carry on. I want to ask you a question.
What?
I want you to name the biggest comedians in the world who do big rooms, right?
All
name right. Four.
Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm. Super broad.
Mm-hmm. He's the only one.
Aziz.
Aziz Ansari.
Super broad.
Ali Wong.
Super broad. Do you see my point?
Yeah.
You're not doing a broad show.
Yeah.
You're doing a this is a thing show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But
so like
Hasan Minhaj is a thing, Joe, and he's on Netflix.
Yeah, but Netflix doesn't... That wasn't my question. My question wasn't who's on Netflix. Everyone's on Netflix.
Yeah,
my
question he found was, his audience already.
Yeah, he's found his audience.
I
yeah.
know. I know all this.
Okay, here's sweet.
Close it.
Close it. Close it. God damn
it. This is how we jiggle.
Hey, yo, that segment was sponsored by Internet Explorer.
Yeah, shout out Internet
Explorer,
Internet Explorer, dog.
Yeah, IE5?
Oh,
those
damn.
Are the days, dog. This is how shout out Firefox.
Yo, did you not talk over my thing?
Shout out to Firefox.
It's alright if we do it to
man.
The beat.
Nah, fuck. It's so annoying.
Angry Jermaine.
I don't fuck up your stings.
You literally played it six times just now.
You're not going to fuck it up. That's better for you. People know your sting better.
Okay, play it again then.
Nah,
he's gonna close it. He can't close it. No, I love how he's like the gate master. Like he adheres to the closing and opening rules so hard and fast.
That'll close the segment. All right. So last week we talked about. You guys need to stop laughing. This is kind of serious.
Okay.
You're laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing. Yeah, he's laughing. Damn. So when you stop laughing, I'll stop laughing.
Serious.
Last week, one of our segments. Who's did someone give up their segment to?
Pax,
I did.
Oh yeah, Pax gave up a segment to talk about what's the best way to offer a woman a drink at a bar.
No, it was the best way for the woman
to accept it, but
without
not having to talk
to initiate a relationship.
It was given to us by a listener named Joy. Shout out Joy, I believe that was her name.
And I said, are there any women who, how women feel about this? And so we had some feedback.
Because there were three dudes here and we could only talk about it.
From our angle.
From our angle. And, you know, we'd never want to speak for anyone.
So, because, I guess because we're three dudes.
Yeah.
And we should, I feel like we should go out of our way on this issue that is largely affects women much more than us.
Yeah, I think so.
And amplify someone's voice so they can speak about it.
Yeah, so someone replied.
So I've brought an amp and I'll plug in a guitar and we'll have a rock out to it.
That's an analogy for you reading her email.
Yeah, that's an analogy for me.
I like it, it's strong.
So
one of the best analogies.
That's the goat analogy.
Oh, I'm not going to... I'm not going to say her name. It was weird.
A goat analogy would have been...
Bah.
I'm not going to say her name because after she sent the email, I said, is it all right if we say your name?
And she said, nah.
And then she said...
I'd rather not.
She said, maybe just leave out my last name in case I get any men's rights activists.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Just leave her name out.
Not that I think there's a lot of men's rights activists listening to
podcast. I'd like to think not. And if you saw your shit.
It also feels stink that she thinks there's men's rights activists.
No,
who listen.
There are. Oh,
no, there are. Who listens? Yeah, that's what I mean.
I was like, Pax, there are men's rights activists.
It's weird she thinks that those guys exist.
Okay, so this is what she said.
What? Let's give her a name at least.
Well, sure. I'll just use. She said use her first name.
Okay.
Okay. So her name is Kendall.
Cool.
What Kendall Jones.
I thought you were going to say.
Oh my god! I was like, "What are you doing?" Oh, it's not her real name.
Okay. Well, so Kendall said, "Dear James, Jermaine, and Pax,
hello."
And she spelt my name wrong, but fine. Okay, whatever, Kendall.
Angry Jermaine, I love Angry Jermaine.
She said, "I'd love to know how many lady listeners you have, but I'm one of them and felt compelled to write in to discuss Drinkgate."
Drinkgate. That's funny.
She said, "You guys did a great job of discussing the state of mind, approach, and expectations a guy should ideally have when offering to buy a woman a drink. It warms the cockles of my cold, near-dead feminist heart to hear a refreshing perspective like this broadcast out to a wider brackets and, I assume, mostly male audience."
You assume correct.
She then said, "I realize it takes great courage to approach someone you fancy, and I agree that I don't want to see this act of confidence disappear, as men struggle to navigate the shifting paradigms of current dating culture. Equally important, as we highlighted, is the autonomy of women or female-identifying people to respectfully decline or dissuade an interaction once approached. Thank you for highlighting the importance of non-verbal cues such as body language, tone of voice, etc. in these interactions. When the," she then says, "when the Aziz Ansari story broke at the height of the Me Too movement."
Aziz Ansari story?
Yeah.
What's Do you that not story? Know about that?
Nah.
I don't really want to explain it.
Yeah, okay. We'll explain later, but okay. it was kind of like...
It's pretty shady.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she said, "When the Aziz Ansari story broke at the height of the Me Too movement, I was truly bummed. He had long been one of my favorite comics, and it was pretty distressing to hear that a guy who had made such a great, diverse television series and published a pretty woke book about dating that she owns had misread both the verbal and non-verbal cues of his date that night and instead interpreted them as consent. Without going into all the nuances of this story and where it sits in the scale of severity of sexual assault and harassment, what it did demonstrate was that there is still enormous societal pressure on and conditioning of women not to hurt men's feelings. Almost every woman I know has been in a similar situation to the night Aziz's date described in that blog post. Male entitlement to women's attention and affection exist as part of wider contributing factors to rape culture.
Yeah,
there's plenty of resources available for men to educate themselves on this, but a great starting point is the Consent Tea video. You guys know the Consent Tea video?
No, I don't.
It's,
we should post that up somewhere.
Yeah.
We should link it.
It's basically like if someone offers you tea and you don't want the tea, they're not allowed to force you to drink the tea. They're not allowed to pour tea all over you.
Yeah, I don't want the tea.
Yeah. So that's
get the tea away from me, mate.
But there's a lot of, they give a lot of examples. It's pretty great. She then says, "I don't know if that's even the real name, but do a Google, man."
Yeah.
Lol. Then she goes, "All that to get to the actual question. Should women accept the drink that's offered to them? Again, I like how you flip the onus back onto the men proffering the drink to analyse their true motivations here, rather than making women seem ungrateful if they refuse. I think the best option is for guys to just offer to buy the drink first, rather than straight up walking up with a drink already pre-purchased."
Great.
It feels a little more open-ended and lower stakes and less presumptuous too.
Yeah.
And should a woman accept if she knows she's not interested and not even going to entertain the interaction going much further? I think it would be unkind to do so, especially if the guy seems genuine in his approach.
Yeah.
But I caution men against using one or two incongruous thirsty ladies as a bitter brush to tar the sisterhood at large. The truth is most women are much happier to spend the money to buy their own drinks while out rather than scamming hopeful bachelors at bars. If we have an interesting convo with a cute guy, that's just a bonus smiley face." And that's all that she wrote about, Drinkgate, as she's labeled it. She also said some fun things. She said, "Thanks for the gift of the podcast each week-ish."
Oh, it was like 1 to 2 weeks, mate. Jeez.
She goes, "I love how much you make each other laugh. It's the best. I've actually seen you guys in her building."
What?
At Hold work. Up. And she wanted to whisper Vipe Nation as she walked past.
Oh, you filthy.
You know what?
You are the smartest member.
Anything
of-
you've just said in that email anymore. You silver-tongued Viper. I'm kidding, by the way.
James, my headphones sound funky.
Oh.
So I just want to make sure that we're actually
Sorry, let me turn down the funk
recording.
Meter.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
So I had the funk button on.
She said, I wanted to whisper Vibe Nation as I walked past, but lost my nerve. And also, it seemed like maybe y'all were trying to see if your Uber was outside.
Where is this? Where do you work?
I don't want to say where she works, but I do know where she works.
Okay, tell us off air.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys off air.
Oh, shame, listeners, you will never know.
She goes, P.S., this is me every time one of you use the word female as a descriptor.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then it's the picture of Ralph on the back of a bus going, I'm in danger.
Yeah, I was listening back to that. I was like, ooh. It's because I feel like dude bros listen to...
Yeah,
Say female all the time, and it's always like loaded with some. Woman, right?
Women, right?
Yeah. But then she said, #, what? May the blue flame flicker forever.
Oh, you said confusing.
Yeah.
When I replied, I told her like, pick a side. All right.
Jeez, man.
But yeah, so thought I'd amplify a woman's voice who had thoughtfully had an opinion on.
Yeah.
That.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I think there was some really really awesome insights in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there is something to be said of like, dudes, don't come with a pre-brought drink, bro.
Yeah.
What if she doesn't want it? You've just wasted. Now you got two drinks. You big dummy. You big two-drink idiot.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Like, that solves a lot of problems.
I feel like it wasn't super obvious to me until she said it.
Yeah.
So yeah. She said it, I was like, oh, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but before that, it wasn't like, glaringly obvious.
Yeah,
yeah. I was also,
I think that's lack of empathy.
I think as well. I really like that she was like, you know, if you're feel free. Yes, you can still say yes and get the drink if you're down. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. Get it, girl.
Yeah,
get it, boy. Whoever fucking is buying you the drink, if you're keen, get it.
Yeah,
get him on.
Yeah. All right.
This is how we do it.
That was a really good segment, AJ.
Shout out to Napster.
That was a great segment. I love that segment. What a great email.
Stop. Okay, fine.
What a wonderful.
Press it again. Press it again.
No, he's going to open it.
I'm not going to open it up again.
Don't you understand the laws of the stings?
Sorry.
The laws of the stings is the Lord of the Rings parody.
The Lord of the Stings?
It's just bees. It's the same story, but everyone's bees.
Jermaine, I think you misunderstand. We're talking about the stings you're using. Not bees.
No, but stings. Because bees sting things.
Yeah, but the reference to the joke was the fact that we use stings and the movie would be about stings, not bees.
A bee sting. Or wasps.
Jermaine, I was just saying that because you made a sting joke. And so I was like, stings.
And you like press
rings.
Stings.
Like
rings,
on the thing.
Stings.
Yeah. But if it was Lord of the Stings, it would just have all the characters would be like animals that sting, like scorpions.
Right.
Stinging with their...
Yeah, but we're doing like drops, you know, like...
Yeah, drops.
But it stings, doesn't rhyme with
ring. Yeah, it's not Lord of the Drops.
Yeah, that exactly, because...
Well, drops is another word for stings.
Yeah, it's a synonym, you know?
Yeah, but stings is about animals that sting. Like maybe a porcupine that could sting people with its needles.
God.
Maybe.
It's the lingering vibes that are lingering. They're still there in your dome, lingering around.
Holy shit.
One of the vibes.
One of the vibes. That was angelic.
My lingering vibe is... Oh, wait, sorry.
Shit happens, right?
I mean, it's true. You do. It's got a little more angry stank to it.
James is cool.
I just opened up music.
This is how we
get on. Did you want to add anything, James? To your segment? James?
Please come to my show.
Okay, sweet. I'll close it down. This is how we get on. Anyone else's lingering vibes?
James, do you have a lingering vibe?
Because that was opened within lingering vibes.
Yeah, that wasn't your lingering
vibe. So that was James's core of fun.
In lingering vibes. I like these pop-up segments. No, my lingering vibe this week is love yourself. You're beautiful.
Okay.
Don't change a thing.
Great.
Mm.
My lingering vibe is that to all the gapers that are going to be at the live podcast record this Sunday, remember to wear your white.
Yep.
Remember to wear your church whites. Not a religion, though.
Not a religion.
Just
definitely not a religion.
Just a saying.
Yeah. An expression.
If you have a hoodie, if you have a white hoodie, that would be preferable. And put the hood on.
Yeah.
And as I'm talking,
make sure the hood's not pointy.
No, no, make sure it's not pointy. Just as long as it's not pointy, then that's great. And as whenever I speak, I just want you to very silently mumble the motto.
Yeah.
Let the blue flame flicker forever. Just very silently.
In Latin,
spirituantus olpintor chims. So yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Nice.
All right.
It's the lingering vibe.
Vibes that are lingering.
They're still there in your dome.
Lingering around.
Oh my God. What are the vibes?
Wow.
Right, so is that the end of the show?
I think that is the end of the show, man. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing...
We'll have some mail for you next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, well, no, it'll be live, won't it? Oh, we got real live mail.
We'll have live mail.
Oh, will we?
Yeah.
I mean, are we definitely gonna?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Fuck. This is free. You can't complain, you piece of shit.
Thanks for listening. If you want us to...
Remember to go to Jermaine's show.
Yeah, just
go to James's show. Don't worry about my show. Go to comedyfestival.co.nz.
Yeah, find us there.
Yeah.
Google us.
Also, if you want to contact us on fdbromail@gmail.com or on our Instagram or on our Facebook page.
Yeah, get amongst it.
What else?
Our music by... SFD Beats.
Man.
Comedy by Frickin' Dangerous Bro.
Coolness by
Pax.
Aww. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.